We're getting ready for Memorial Day. I know you and I talked a couple of weeks ago, kind of get the ball rolling on your guests, but this is going to be another great service next Monday, isn't it?
You know, Rich, we talk about this every single year, and I understand that Memorial Day is traditionally known as the first holiday of the summer, but summer isn't until June 21st.
Mm-hmm.
However, I plead with individuals that they should really go to a Memorial Day service. It only lasts a half an hour. And if you're in town, just go up to the Memorial Park Cemetery and listen to a service that recognizes and, what's the word I want to use? Remembrance of those veterans who have gone before. I can't stress that enough. And, you know, some individuals just disagree with that. And I don't know how they disagree with that, but they do. But, you know, every year it gets better and better. You know, this year we have, and I don't know this individual, Lieutenant Colonel Scott Hendrickson. I guess he graduated from McCook High School.
He was a McCook High School grad. Knows Scott very well back in the day. Yeah.
Yes, and, you know, he was a Mustang, and most people don't know what a Mustang is. And a Mustang in the military is when you enlisted as an enlisted man and then went over to the officer side. So you've got enlisted an officer. So that's what's considered a Mustang. And he's gained the rank now of Lieutenant Colonel in the Nebraska Army National Guard. And he's coming out as a guest speaker for us this year. And I think it's going to be wonderful. I wished I knew more about him. But that service, you know, when we have military funerals, they will send out active or reserve personnel to do the flag folding and presentation of the next of kin. And when those, whether it's Navy, Army, Marine Corps, you know, we don't have many Air Force come out. But when we're done, those personnel, that personnel come up to us and say, you know, we've never seen a military funeral like McCook does. And that's because of the American Legion. That's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't happen all that often. However, when it does, it's impressive. You know, we have the Warrior Cross, the 21-gun salute. The list just goes on. But I'm digressing from Memorial Day service. If you're in town, I don't care whether it's McCook. Every small community within a 60-mile radius has a Memorial Day service, not only for military personnel and deceased, but for family members. You should remember your family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I started an article one time that if you do not do something famous, if this is the third generation, they don't even know who you are. I mean, I thought about that one time, thinking, gosh, you know, you're right. If you don't do something to remember, of course, that's genealogy search.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I'm digressing there too. But I am so proud of the fact that Southwest Nebraska is still honoring Memorial Day services. And I understand you're going out to the lake, you're having barbecues, you're boating, you're skiing, whatever you do. But can you pause for just an hour to recognize what you have? You wouldn't have what you had if it wasn't for those men and women.
I tell you, if going into the cemetery, and sometimes I don't get a chance to go out to the cemetery as much as I should to, you know, for family and loved ones who are there. But the minute I walk into a cemetery, it's just a whole new thing takes over your body a little bit, because you remember your moms and your dads, your grandparents and your cousins and your friends maybe that have passed on. You just remember the times you had with them.
Of course.
It hits me every time I walk in.
Yes.
And see that.
Yes.
And it's a great feeling to have that you had some great years with those folks.
That's remembrance.
Yeah.
And I have to admit now too as well, on Saturday morning, this coming Saturday morning at 9 a.m., we're going to be putting flags on every veteran's gravesite that has the flag hole that recognizes them as a veteran.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when we're done, it only takes about an hour and a half at most, at both cemeteries, Riverview and Memorial Park, along with the Calvary Cemetery on the Catholic side. But, you know, when we're done putting those flags out on those graves, you look across there. You suppose the wind's going to blow?
It might, I'm afraid. It does. So they put those flags, stick them down pretty good.
Well, you know, the holders, they hold that, it pretty.
True.
They
yeah.
hold those pretty darn good.
Yeah.
But as those flags are sticking straight out in the wind, and you look across that cemetery, it's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
It's very impressive. And people don't realize what it's like to be able, and I invite anybody to come out and do that with us. It's an enjoyable time. You just walk up and down each row, make sure that the veteran has his flag, and we miss them. There's no doubt about it. We miss certain. But we go back through all weekend long, and then on Monday afternoon at 4 p.m., we pick them all up. Mm-hmm. It ends Memorial Day weekend, and we look forward to the next 26 Memorial Day service.
Exactly right. So more hands, the better with those flags.
It gets kind of mumbled and jumbled because people really don't know what's going on. But, you know, it gets done. It's the fact that they're acting. And acting on Memorial Day service is the most important thing. You realize and you recognize those who have come before or gone before. Mm-hmm. It's that simple.
Scott, yeah. I'm sure Scott will do a great job.
Oh, I'm sure he will. You know, I have his bio here. It's just unbelievable where he's been. I mean, he's been overseas. He's been on many deployments. You know, what really impressed me is the fact that he's got a bachelor's degree in management and a master's degree in leadership in Bellevue, and then a master's degree in strategic studies in the Army War College. The guy is no dummy. He's well-educated. I'm really looking forward to meeting him because, you know, Rich, I don't know how many years I've been doing this. It doesn't really matter.
Long time.
But I do know that the guys below me are finally stepping up to the plate. And so I can kind of wander. I can be in the ceremony if I need it, if mm-hmm. I'm needed. But if not, I'm just up there at the podium as well as commander of the McCook Mariner Legion Post. You know, I invite any veteran, you know, this is my plug for the American Legion or any veterans organization for that matter. You know, Congress, our congressmen and women promise us the world as veterans to join. So we do. And the first thing they do when they have budget crunches, they start taking away benefits. That is exactly what veterans organizations are for. They lobby against Congress to say, no, 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 no. You promised us this. Don't be taking it away. Mm-hmm. And I don't care. Well, and some veterans will say, well, it doesn't affect me. That's not the point. Mm-hmm. The point is it affects your fellow veterans who do need it and who do deserve it. Whether it be education, medical, mental, you name it. That's what it's there for. Mm-hmm. And you know, for a nominal fee, you know what? To join the American Legion is $50 a year. Mm-hmm. Come on. I've seen guys drop $65-$70 on a round of drinks at the bar. Yeah. And then they complain about, oh, $50 dues a year. Well, you know, and I shouldn't really have said that like that, but it upsets me the fact that they will not join to take care of their fellow vets. Mm-hmm. It's not about you. It's about us.
I know Mike Simmons handles a lot of the Red Willow County and Furnace County area.
Oh, Mike Simmons has been a wonderful Red Willow County Veteran Service Officer. Mm-hmm. I've had three county Veteran Service Officers. They've all been good, but Mike is, to me, probably the best that I've worked with. Mm-hmm. No, there's no doubt about it. He's energetic. He's sometimes I have to pull the reins back on him a little bit, but you know what? That's okay. Mm-hmm. It really is, because he comes up with all the ideas and I, you know, say yes or no, mm-hmm. not necessarily that way, but we work it out. And Mike does a wonderful, wonderful job for the veterans of Wedderlow County and Furnace County. Yeah. You know, he's the veteran service officer for Furnace County as well.
You bet.
You know, people talk about the dollars coming in for tourism or whatever. You know, that's the biggest. I don't think people realize how much money comes in for rated veterans into this county, in mm-hmm. Furnace County. It's huge, and that money is spent right there. I mean, we're talking $10, $12 million mm-hmm. a year coming into this county through veteran service officers and the veterans who deservingly earned it. Mm-hmm. But that's what he's there for. So I'm trying to think of the word I want to use that means economic development.
Okay.
That's the word I want to use. Mm-hmm. You know, can you imagine, you know, $12 million come, can you imagine taking that away? What, $12 million into this county if you took it away?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what, that's exactly, so I'm coming full circle on that. If Congress takes that away, there goes $12 million in the Red Oak County and Furnace mm-hmm. County coffers.
Yeah.
For spending whatever needs that they have.
Yeah.
Food, clothing, you name it.
A little bit of everything, yeah.
Yes, yes, that's exactly right. But anyway, Rich, we've gone a long way here, but I, what I'm asking is if you have a half hour of your time, come to Memorial Park Cemetery at 10:15. I always say people say, well, I thought it was 10 o'clock. And I say, well, there's a reason we have it at 10:30.
Right, right, right.
Because people show up at 5 after 10, and we only have 20 minutes left of it.
Right.
They've missed the first part.
Right.
So that way they can stand around and chit-chat with their fellow Americans and look at the cemetery and then be prepared for the beginning of the ceremony.
10:30, yep.
10:30 start time.
And we'll cross our fingers Mother Nature will give us a nice morning. You never know. So we've had rainy days and we've had sunny days.
But before we leave, Rich, I have to put this plug in for Griff Malek.
Yeah.
You know, when he flew that trainer plane over, that was impressive.
Right.
I mean.
Yeah. Yep. We're going to miss that this year. Or do you have
last year.
Last year, too. Yeah,
we didn't have it last year either because he couldn't fly the plane. He says to me, you know, Dan, you know how much it cost me to fly that thing? It's like, I have no idea. Griffey says, well, it's a chunk of change, that's for sure.
But he did it.
He always did it, you know. Yeah. And he flew over every Memorial Day ceremony within three counties.
Yep.
And he was out having fun, and he enjoyed doing it.
Yeah.
So, but where I have to put that plug in, I wish that sometime I could call up the Air Force and say, why don't you put some B-1 bombers flying over McGugan, Nebraska at 10:30 on Memorial Day? I don't think that'd fly, no pun intended.
Maybe one of these days, Dan. You never know.
Yeah, that's exactly right.